Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hi, Stephanie. My name is Carmen. I'm calling from Eddie's Land Clearing in Florida. We're a client of Local Splash, and we wanted to speak to somebody about our account and our Google our presence online.
Sure, I sure can help you with that. I'm sorry, if you can provide me with your first and last name.
It's Carmen Diaz.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Let me just pull up the account.
Are you okay? Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me just... Okay, there you go. I'm sorry about that. I now have the account pulled up. And yes, you mentioned about your visibility online or your online presence. How can I help
Correct.
You with that?
We wanted to see how we could get that a little bit more, you know, more widespread. We're trying to get more work. We just feel like we're not getting a lot of calls like we used to. So we're not really happy with what we're receiving for what we're paying.
Got it. I definitely understand. Let me just go ahead and check on the account here really quick, okay? So that
and
we
we've been with you guys for a while.
Right. Right, and we appreciate you doing business with us for 4.5 years now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. But, yes, let me go ahead and take a look into the account and see what will be the best step for us to be able to continue with gaining more online presence and visibility.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then also in regards to our reviews, I had reported a review that was done 9 months ago. If you look at it, it was from Juan Ayua. And
yeah.
If you read the review, it has nothing to do with the service. I did respond to the person, but they never contacted us, and I never heard back from you guys either about having it removed.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Let me check here. I'll definitely also check on that for you. We apologize
to
hear about that, though.
We took spend the Pasco Hernando, Matty, Oak. It's hot as hell. The guy has a sweater with a hoodie over his head.
Really? He's probably cold in his car. People are funny.
All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Carmen.
You're welcome.
By the way.
You're welcome.
So what we're going to do is we can go ahead and re-optimize your Google business profile. So re-optimization is going to help with the rankings as well as your online visibility, or technically your online presence.
Okay.
And with that, I will need to verify a few information with you so that we can proceed with re-optimizing your Google business profile. And then before we proceed with re-optimization, I just want to address your concern about the Google business profile review that you received from Juan Ayoa, right? So
yes,
just
ma'am.
To confirm, it was the one from May 24th of 2025, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I will have this checked with our team, and I'm going to have our team work on getting this review removed. And then as soon as we get to receive response from Google, we'll definitely have it forwarded to you through email. And
Thank you.
For sure. I'll definitely have that, or have our Google team work on that negative review. And then, yes, for the re-optimization, I'm sorry, let me just, okay, so for the re-optimization, I just need a few information, though. So let's start with the address. Let me just get to your Google business profile really quick. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. I'm sorry about that. So for the re-optimization, your address does not show on Google currently, and just wanted to confirm or see if you would be open to showing your address online.
Absolutely. Let me get you the address. Do you have the address for the new yard? Yeah. Before, I didn't want to show the address because it was our home address. But now we have an actual business location, so now I don't have a problem showing the address.
That is wonderful. Now, by the way, just to set expectations, showing your address on Google, as well as updating the address on your Google business profile, may re-trigger re-verification.
That's okay.
All right. All right. So, yes, I am ready for the address.
Getting it for you now.
All right.
It's 18951 U.S. Highway 301, Dade City, Florida, 33523.
All right. Let me... So just to confirm, that is 18951 U.S. Highway 301, Dade City, Florida, 23523.
Everything is correct except for the zip code. The zip code
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's 33523.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. 33523.
You're welcome.
Got that. All right. So I will have our team update the mailing or the, I'm sorry, the business address. And yes, we'll proceed with showing your address on Google. Just a moment here. All right. And then now in regards to the business hours. So currently it shows Monday to Saturday, or Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays you're open 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Would you be open with changing the business hours to 24/7?
Yes, ma'am. 24/7. I was just going to say that.
Okay. Thank you so much. And moving on to the service areas. So looking here, I see we currently have a total of 12 service areas on the account or on your Google listing. Would you be okay with us condensing the service areas? So when we condense it, we're going to go ahead and review the service areas, make sure that all is within a two-hour distance from your main address or from your office address, as well as see if we can have it to about 5 to 10 service areas.
So which ones would you, I would like to keep the more, obviously, the more service areas, because that way we're open for more jobs. So could we try to keep it like 10?
Sure, yes, definitely. At the same time, as per Google's algorithm, the lesser service areas you have, the better results we're getting, as it's going to be a more effective focus. But of course, if you wish to continue with having 10 service areas, that should be fine.
Well, you said 5 to 10. You said 5 to 10.
That is correct.
So that's what I said. Yeah. Just keep it so that we get more Google presence. So whatever. You know the algorithms better than I do, so you do your, do what you do.
Okay. But rest assured, we're going to go ahead and make sure that we're not going to be missing anything out as well with regards to condensing your service areas.
Okay. Understood.
All right. So we'll proceed with condensing. And anyways, any changes that will be done on your Google Business Profile listing, most especially with the service areas or the keywords, that will also be available in the client dashboard, which I can send you your login credentials just in case you'd be needing that.
I have them.
Awesome.
I have them.
Wonderful. And lastly, I would like to go over your keywords just to make sure
yes.
that we still have the same exact keywords or if there may be a need to remove or add any.
Perfect. These are the keywords that you – can you tell me what keywords you're showing?
Yes, definitely. So the keywords that we have on your account at the moment are excavation contractor, excavation, excavation services, site clearing, land clearing services, demolition services, bobcat services, shoring, demolition, I'm sorry, that's demolition contractor, and then land demolition, grading service, regrading, resloping, site preparation, building site preparation, land site preparation, construction demolition, forestry mulching, pasture reseeding, build arenas, and pasture stump removal.
Okay. Can you think of anything that she missed? Pretty much it, right? Nope, that's good. That sounds good.
All right, awesome. Thank you. And all right, so just a few more things in regards to the re-optimization. In line with all these, or with all those that we have discussed, probably about the changes on your Google Business Profile for better visibility and ranking, we also do suggest to get more reviews. I totally understand you mentioned the lead flow has somewhat gone slow at the moment. But as far as requesting for reviews, if that would be possible to ask from your previous clients or if there's any new clients that you have worked for to gain more reviews, as that will definitely help as well with optimization. And then
At least 5 to 10 how many do you, because I don't want to do too many at the same time and make it look, you know, suspicious. So how many do you think I should get, like, in the next week?
Okay. Well, right, yeah, I was about to say, to say about not requesting for too much, because they may have it flagged as spam. But you can actually request for reviews probably at least two reviews within 2 to 3 days.
Okay, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we would also suggest to respond to existing reviews. That also helps with optimization. And lastly, I'm sorry, let me just check really quick. So lastly, if you have any new business photos that you can send us so that we can also use for optimization.
Okay. And can you text me the review link?
Oh, yes. I sure can send you a text message with a review link. Also, if you wanted to, when you log into the client dashboard, by the way, it gives you the option to generate your own custom QR code. So that way you can just have your clients or your customers scan the QR code on their end, and then they can just leave a review for you from there.
Okay. But do you mind texting me the review link, though, so I have it?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Let me go ahead and send it to you right now. So to confirm, it should be sent to the phone number ending in 2719.
Correct.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and send it to you right now. All right, so I already sent the text message, which you should be receiving any moment now.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are very much welcome, Carmen. Will there probably be anything else that I can assist you with, or do you maybe have any other questions?
Nope, that's all for today. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much for your time, and you have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.